fiberglass here, green there, round there. I sort glass. That's my job. I learned the job slow, and now I know it by heart.
He earns money. He pays taxes. He's just like you. ARC, the Association for Retarded Citizens.
Don't throw us away.
Hello. This video is for all the ARC members and members and sponsors, everything. You need to change the name of ARC and take the word retard out of your name, please, because the word retard is real offensive to me and a lot of other people. So, please, change your name to the word ARC. Change your name because that word is offensive to many people. Okay?
When the night has come,
don't throw us away,
and the land is dark.
I'm retarded.
All the moon.
Retard.
There's only light we'll see.
Our baby was born mentally retarded.
No, I won't be afraid. No, I won't be afraid. Stand by me.
His name is Lance, but his name is Charles.
So darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand. Darling, darling, stand by me. Won't stand by me. Won't stand now. Stand by me. Stand by me.
And they would go off to carve and make car babies.
Hey, Breaks, it's Thursday, March 14th, 2019. Coming up on the program today, YouTube drama queens cry over their comments being disabled, plus annoying vegan fortune tellers making your kid bleed extra hard just for a little attention, and Tumblr porn is out, but Tumblr meth is here to replace it. All coming up today.
Hot Dog and Jumbo will not be seen this morning so that we may bring you the following.
You clam down on that goddamn kid and you bite it off!
I'm a human being!
Libby.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
All right, Tim Henson back here with you for another Sideshow exclusive podcast. Got a great program for you today. I want to talk a little bit about the mentally handicapped and physically gross. I don't know what physically disfigured. I don't know. Deformed. Whatever the politically correct term is. We have fun with the unsavories, as I call them here on the show, but I've got nothing against them. I wish them no ill will. The sole purpose of this show is to find funny audio. And what is more interesting than a retarded kid singing Stand By Me, right? I mean, not being mean here, it's just fun to listen to. I get shit all the time. Usually that's the number two complaint, I think, that comes in. One is usually like, too much shit porn. That's the first criticism. The second one is, why are you making fun of retarded kids? And again, you know, I don't know how to defend myself there because I do come off looking pretty bad. Mostly, though, these people are putting themselves out there on YouTube, which I feel opens them up to criticism. But I'm not criticizing. I'm just saying this sounds funny. That being said, I understand. Like, I've seen some of these physically disabled kids. And, you know, I can't imagine what type of life they lead. It must be very, very difficult. There's a YouTube channel out there, and I can't, you know, I get this sent to me all the time. It's a channel called Special Books by Special Kids. And this guy goes around and talks about books or something to children who are just mangled. Like, they are, some of them are, it's just hard to look at them. And I'm not saying that to be mean, I'm just saying it's a fact. You go on this channel, you watch it, you're like, oh my God. And the guy who runs the channel, I can't tell if he's a fucking saint or if he's doing this for the views. You know what I mean? Like, he found his niche. Because this guy is, like, insanely good looking. Like, you know, like, pretty boy type good looking. His eyes fucking sparkle. And his lips just beg to be wrapped around my dick. Did I just say that? It's not what I meant. It's just, it's so crazy because I was on a subreddit today and someone posted a link to one of these videos and they're like, oh my God, I'm straight, but this guy is beautiful. But in every video, he's sitting right next to like just a kid who's melted, face is melting off. Eye sockets are missing. Do you remember the movie Spaceballs, Pizza the Hut? Some kids look like that. And it's such a feel-good YouTube channel. I think that's why I've never featured it, because it's really not, it's not something I would normally make fun of, just because it's a kid's channel. This guy is trying to make these little kids who, you know, probably have never been touched by another human being, because they're so, you know, weird, right? And he's hugging them, and they talk about books, and he's making them laugh and everything. It's, you know, it's cute. You know, abstractly, it's cute. When you actually watch it, though, it is kind of uncomfortable and weird. Like, here's one of the kids. He doesn't even really talk. That's how he communicates, I guess. Like, this is how extreme some of these kids, you know,
I can't wait to be friends with you.
Yeah, the one that was sent to me multiple times was Sweet Sophia. If you watch one video, just to get an idea of like how pure this guy's heart is, go watch that. Because Sweet Sophia, I can't even describe what she looks like. She looks like the DV logo. Her mouth is, I don't know, on the outside of her face, and she's got a constant grin. And it's red and toothy and, you know, whatever. Like, she's got some real issues. I don't even think she can make noises. There is a reason why I'm bringing this up today. So, recently, as we've talked about on the show, pedophiles have infiltrated YouTube. Infiltrated. They've been there since the beginning. They built YouTube to what it is today. So, pedophiles have sort of infiltrated YouTube, and they lurk around little girls' videos, you know, like a 12-year-old girl doing gymnastics or something. And in the comments, they'll write timestamps to when girls are, you know, exposed in the video, like when their legs are open or they got camel toe or something. You can see feet at 12:31. YouTube has not really implemented a fix for this. They said they're working on this problem, trying to tackle the pedophile issue. In the meantime, what they've done is, for most children's videos, they've just disabled comments. They even said, look, this is not a permanent fix. This is just something we're doing right now to stop the problem until we can, you know, figure out a permanent solution. What does this have to do with Special Books by Special Kids? Well, the comments have been disabled on that channel as well. And the guy, the pretty boy, is pissed off. And he's kind of being super whiny about it. Take a listen.
We weren't planning on making this video tonight, but our hand has been forced. And we're making this video to desperately ask our community, everybody who watches our videos, for your support.
Please just rally around us today.
Like, I don't know if that's his girlfriend or what, but she's on the verge of tears. And this is all about comments being disabled. Now, it's not just their channel, right? It's all kids' videos. I don't understand why this needs to be so emotional. Just wait it out. Comments will be reinstated eventually.
Really ask our community, everybody who watches our videos, for your support.
Please just rally around
us. We need you. Maybe it's her that I'm having a problem with. Please rally around us.
For your support.
Please just rally around us today.
YouTube has put into place discriminatory new actions.
Discrimin- They're trying to prevent little girls from being the subject of a pedophile's jerk-off fantasy. Calm the fuck down. I'm sorry people can't comment on the little gremlins you interview every fucking week. I think this has something to do with, like, reach and visibility. I think if more people comment on a video, it gets recommended. So, in my cynical mind, this all has to do with ad revenue. We're like, please rally around us. We have a boat payment due. And they do rake in a lot of sweet, sweet cash because they have 1.2 million subscribers. The description is like, YouTube's new policies are destroying our mission of inclusion. It's like, if you want these people to talk to one another and have a discussion, set up a website, have forums or something in the meantime. Everyone is so fucking entitled. I'm the first person that'll criticize Google and YouTube for, like, their weird policies and shit, but they're trying to do the right thing here for once. And still, people are pissed off. We need comments turned on!
Around us today.
Rally around us!
YouTube has put into place discriminatory new actions to disable every single comment section on all of our videos.
It's not just you. I mean, how fucking conceited?
Comment section on all of our videos.
Explain why. Why are they doing this, do you think?
And I say that word discriminatory knowing the implications of it, and I mean it 100%. The reason this is discriminatory is because they're doing it under the guise, under the mask of protecting children from predators. But
no pedophile in their right mind would want to molest the disgusting things we feature on this show. Is that what you're trying to say?
They're only selecting certain channels featuring...
At random. Seems like...
It is at random.
Really at random, and I don't want to...
Probably, like, the popular ones. The people that actually get views.
Push it, but it seems like channels that are larger or that have corporate or advertisers behind them, that they're not being impacted at all, even if their content is more subjective to the type of predation that they're trying to combat.
Ooh, big words.
And if you know our channel, you know that all of the comments are positive. We've been selected to have our comments disabled, and they will not communicate with us what puts us at high risk for predatory comments, as they've stated.
That is bullshit, because again, I don't mean to be mean here, the children aren't exactly what I would think pedophiles would consider rapeable. Quite frankly, they're all boner killers.
We found out our comments were disabled a few hours ago, and right away we filmed a video. In this video, we're angry and we're open and we're raw.
Yeah, raw.
We hope you can appreciate those emotions, and we hope that you feel them too. And we hope that you just see that we're putting ourselves out there, and we're putting ourselves in an extremely vulnerable state.
All this over fucking comments.
To advocate for our community, because it means that much to us.
Of course, halfway through the video, he starts blubbering.
Being there at that community...
There are videos of people who passed away, and their parents read the comments, and it's a way of keeping their kid alive, and now they're gone. The parents can never look at the comments again. Kane's comments are gone, and his mom often told me that...
Fudge. Don't memorialize your children in YouTube comments. How about that? Common fucking sense. Take a screenshot, bitch. I'm sorry. This is ridiculous.
This decision that YouTube made, it is discriminatory. And it has real impact.
Discriminatory? Hyperbole much, cunt? I mean, good God.
For us as a nonprofit, everyone in our videos says if you have a question, just ask.
We don't know who can ask questions! Because they can't type in the little box below our video!
You can't. You can't ask anything. You can't wonder. You can't appreciate.
It destroys our mission because...
Why has YouTube destroyed a child's sense of wonder? Thanks, YouTube. I've had enough of these two. And when YouTube finally turns the comments back on, won't all the comments that were already there just pop back up? I mean, God, what whiny little bitches. Someone needs to shove a dick down his throat. Shut him up. Again, I don't want to shit on what these people are doing. I think what they're doing is very noble and fine, but listen to her.
I feel so sick, and then I feel such despair because...
Despair.
Because of what we're losing and what we've lost. And I don't even know if they reinstate them, will they all still be there? You know, with these incredible conversations and these...
God, okay, enough. These two need to take a break from social media and making videos. They're getting a little too affected by it. Real quick, oh my god, speaking of infuriating videos, for you freaks that live in the UK, have you heard of a BBC Three show called Don't Turn Around? I don't know if it's an hour-long thing, half-hour thing, or if it's just shorts that appear online or something, but this, I had to look around and make sure that this wasn't a comedy sketch. The idea is you've got two people with very different viewpoints on a topic. One is sitting down in a chair, another person is standing behind them. The person who is standing gets to talk about their particular views, and the person sitting in the chair cannot turn around to look at them. If they turn around to look, they lose. Past episodes include feminist versus traditionalist and vegan versus livestock farmer. That's the episode I wanted to play for you guys. It's only a few minutes long. The first chap we are introduced to is Nick. Nick is the vegan. He will be sitting down in the chair.
I get offended seeing pints of milk. I physically can't look at cheese. It sends like shivers down my spine.
Do you understand why I thought this was a comedy sketch? I physically cannot look at cheese. I get chills when I look at butter. It sends shivers down my
spine. It sends like shivers down my spine.
Next up, we've got Josh. Josh is a farmer.
I've been brought up around farming since the day I was born. I'm passionate in producing food to feed the country and the rest of the world.
All right, and then the text on the screen says, no matter how offended you get, don't turn around.
I've been brought up around farming my entire life, and as a result, I'm proud to be part of feeding the country and feeding the world. British farmers have some of the highest standards of animal welfare, traceability.
The vegan is, like, shaking and smiling in that way, like, ah! He's lying! I can't believe he's saying this shit!
...and environmental protection than any other farmers anywhere in the world.
Bullshit.
But at the same time, we don't tell people what they should eat, we grow what they want to eat. People should have...
He's got his hands together, like, in some sort of, like... yoga pose or Buddhist prayer
to
thing,
accurate
I don't know.
Information and be able to make their own decisions in terms of what they want to eat and how they should live their lives.
Dude, I understand your perspective. What do you think about the ability to essentially clone flesh and replicate the taste of an animal? I guess, would you consider... Do you want to sit down? Can we sit and talk face to face? Would you like that?
He's already lost the challenge. He's turned around because he's like, I have to talk to you face to face. Also, what vegan believes in cloning flesh? Isn't that still technically meat? I guess if there's no animal suffering, then it's okay. So Nick failed the challenge.
I feel great about losing the challenge. I'd like to continue the conversation though, if you're okay.
Yeah, I'm completely happy to do that.
Let me get another chair.
I'm Josh, by the way.
Josh.
Nice to meet you.
No, to sit on that one. When I shook his hand, I could feel the suffering that those animals have had to endure. You know the flesh cloning? I think you should lead the UK in developing that technology.
He's a farmer, not a scientist. There's a reason he's not leading this flesh cloning initiative. He wouldn't know how. He knows how to raise animals for meat purposes. Oh, this man is ridiculous. He looks like a vegan. You can definitely tell. If I screenshotted this and told you, pick out the vegan, you would have no problem.
Because you know how sentient these creatures are. They just want love. That's all they want. They just want love.
Yeah, that's what animals in the wild are looking for, love.
I completely respect somebody's decision to live a vegan lifestyle. To me, it's just the same as voting for who you want to vote for, worshipping what god you want to worship,
sure.
Marrying who you want to marry.
For sure.
Nick sort of keeps badgering him on this cloning technology, and he asks him if he thinks that's the future.
You do see that as the inevitable future, right?
Personally, no. I can see it could be, I don't have a crystal ball, so I can't see what the future
I have a crystal
like.
Ball.
The vegan has a crystal ball. Shocker.
See what the future
I have a crystal ball. I know what the future
looks like.
I've rubbed some essential oils all over my body. It's given me special powers.
Can't see what the future
I have a crystal ball. I know what the future
If you say that that's the future, then I'll have to take your word for it.
It's not that Nick believes that this is how the future is going to go. He really thinks he can see into the fucking future.
I'm excited. excited to see if you can read the future, because I certainly can't.
Okay. You can't. You eat meat. It's a vegan thing. It's a superpower thing.
Yeah, only vegans can see into the future.
It's sad. It's lost.
So that is the fantastic... See, the UK has the best TV shows. Don't turn around or don't look around or whatever. Real quick, before we get into the news, I think maybe we have played this or a portion of this a long time ago, but someone brought this to my attention again. Remember that time Brad Paisley, country music superstar, and LL Cool J recorded a duet called Accidental Racist? It is shockingly bad.
To the man that waited on me at the Starbucks down on Main, I hope you understand. When I put on that t-shirt, the only thing I meant to say is I'm a Skinnerd fan. Red flag on my chest somehow's like the elephant in the corner of the south.
I feel like there's a better way you could have put that.
And I just walked him right in the room.
Yeah, I'm leading that elephant in the Starbucks.
Just a proud rebel son with an old can of worms. Looking
maybe the problem is you're a proud rebel son.
Just a proud rebel son.
Yeah, the south will rise again, motherfucker. I ain't racist though.
Looking like I got a lot to learn, but from my point of view,
I like that the white man gets to sing first in this song.
I'm just a white man.
Oh, Jesus.
Coming to you from the Southland, trying to understand what it's like now.
Maybe let the black man talk. By the way, the song is 5+ minutes long. It's not until after 3 minutes that we hear from LL Cool J. So we're more than halfway through the song here.
Mistakes that a bunch of folks made long before we...
Just fucking forgive us already.
Caught somewhere between Southern pride.
Here we go. Come on, LL. Lethal, lethal, Cool Jets.
Dear Mr. White Man, I wish you understood what the world is really like when you're living in the hood. Just because my pants are sagging doesn't mean I'm up to no good. You should try to get to know me. I really wish you would. Now my chains are gold, but I'm still misunderstood. I wasn't there when Sherman's march turned the South into fire.
Oh, that's good. My chains are gold. I get it.
I want you to get paid, but be a slave, I never could. Feel like a newfangled jangle dodging invisible white hoods. So when I see that white cowboy hat...
Rapping just does not work with a country music bed underneath it.
I'm thinking it's not all good. I guess we're both guilty of judging the cover, not the book. I'd love to buy you a beer, conversate and clear the air, but I see that red flag and I think you wish I wasn't here.
Mr. White Man,
if you don't judge my durag, I won't judge your red flag.
Remember when this song was released in 2013 and then there was no more racism? Problem solved. It's been smooth sailing since then. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news right now. I was reading some like reviews on that accidental racist song, someone from I think Billboard magazine said that the most offensive line in that song actually came from LL Cool J. Of course, blame it on the black man. That line that I liked, he said, if you don't judge my gold chains, I'll forget the iron chains. Long as we can give LL Cool J's gold jewelry a pass, we can just sweep that whole slavery thing under the rug. All right. Thank you guys so much for being Sideshow members. Really do appreciate it. If you want to upgrade your account to a lifetime one, you know what to do. Just email me, show@distortedview.com. I'll knock $50 off the normal price. You'll grab that membership for what? $250? Not a bad deal at all. 3 very quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, You may remember a few months ago I gave Tumblr a eulogy because they banned all porn, meaning there was absolutely no reason left to visit Tumblr. Actually, I suggested that we create some commemorative RIP Tumblr coins. The perfect destination for fast and easy masturbation. Now, Tumblr is no more. But you can still pay tribute to that never-ending stream of nudity with Federal USA Mint's new commemorative Rest in Peace Tumblr coin. Plated in 24-karat gold, the coin features a depiction of ginormous tits being doused in a frothy, thick load of semen. On the back, a cell phone displays the date and time Tumblr took all of their porn down, immediately rendering the site obsolete. Call now, and as a special gift, you'll also receive a 4-inch by 4-inch cum towel emblazoned with the Tumblr logo. A perfect piece of fabric to jizz on once Pornhub starts up their social network. Be a part of history. Call now. Again, I gotta say thanks to a DV listener, Roxy Rex, who created some coins, or, you know, an image, a couple images of coins of the cum on the tits and the back of the coin with the phone with RIP Tumblr, December 17th, 2018. I posted a video, basically, of that little bit with the coins. If you want to see them, youtube.com/distortedviewshow. Anyway, the reason why I bring this up is because, once again, I was right. According to a post by The Verge, Tumblr's traffic has already dropped 30% since December. So, global traffic in December, the last month there was porn, a porn buffet, really, on Tumblr. There was, 521 million visits. The next month, the first month where there was no porn, only 437 million. So, almost 100 million people less. Since then, in February, it has dropped to 370 million. And it looks like the trend is just going to continue downward. Surprise, surprise. According to the article, the ban removed explicit posts from public view, including media that portrayed sex acts, dick and nuts and pussies, any exposed genitals, female presenting nipples. I don't even know what that means. It's not like females who are presenting their nipples. It's female hyphen presenting nipples. If you look hard enough, one user wrote into The Verge saying that they still see porn on the platform, just a little more hidden. As a matter of fact, I just got an alert that someone got busted for Tumblr porn. A 47-year-old man is accused of possessing child porn and promoting child porn on Tumblr. Bold move, Cotton. Justin J. Horn was arrested on one charge of possession of porn of children 18 or younger and one charge of promoting or intending to promote child porn with children actually or appearing to be 14 years old or younger, according to the affidavit of probable cause. According to the cause, the Phelps County Sheriff's Department obtained a search warrant on Friday and executed a search of Horn's residence in Phelps County. That is over there in Missouri. On December 5th, 2018, oh, this was before the porn ban, a detective from the Phelps County Sheriff's Department was assigned to investigate the report by Tumblr that a user utilized Tumblr service and uploaded and shared 48 files of suspected child porn. Let's be honest, 48 files, that's nothing. You know this guy has terabytes on various hard drives at home. Pedophiles rarely have just a few dozen pictures. I've seen the computer of someone jacking off. I mean, okay, he wasn't a pedophile, but he left his computer screen on. An old roommate. It's not Joey. So he left his computer screen on, and like he had so many tabs open. Even the icons were, you know, and all the tabs were buried. They were like little slivers. You think a pedophile is going to be satisfied just looking at, like, 12 pictures or something? No. Now, don't get me wrong. Pedophiles are disgusting human beings. But the one thing we all have in common, we need some variety. No guy is jerking off to the same video or same picture for weeks and months. So while I can blame him for having this disgusting stuff on his computer, I can't blame him for the quantity. You were a pedophile, you'd have thousands of files too, right? Come on, let's be honest. All right, the detective reviewed the files and found that most, if not all, were child porn. defined by Missouri statute, according to the probable cause. A file uploaded on October 26th depicted an explicit image of a female infant, good Christ, that was shared on Tumblr in a video file uploaded on September 9th, which depicted a child who appeared to be less than 10 years of age. Horn was interviewed, of course, as part of the investigation, and he admitted to the ownership of the Tumblr account. Horn admitted to searching, obtaining, viewing, and sharing the Tumblr files. His bond was set at $100,000, and a case review has been scheduled for Tuesday, March 19th. So stick with Distorted View. If he pulls some screwy shit, we'll be there. All right, second story we have for you today. A mother has admitted to poisoning her disabled son, I'm listening, by injecting him with her own blood because she wanted hospital staff to pay more attention to him. She was trying to do the right thing. Elizabeth Malone, 29, pleaded guilty to child abuse on Wednesday after surveillance cameras. Why don't people understand that everything you do is filmed now? This shit is always caught on cam. All right, so she was caught on surveillance in a Virginia hospital using a syringe to inject blood into her sick son's nose and mouth. He's already in the hospital. He's already very ill. She's not helping at all. So she used a syringe to inject blood. Then she told the staff, "Hey, my son is bleeding from his mouth and his tracheostomy tube," or whatever. The boy, who can't talk due to his disability, had already been hospitalized 7 times in 2 months for unexplained bleeding. Well, now I'm questioning if all 7 times it was his blood he was bleeding. Surveillance cameras were installed in the boy's hospital room after a nurse spotted a syringe hidden in Malone's sleeve and a bloody napkin in the bathroom. Suspicious. Hospital staff had alerted Child Protective Services just days earlier because they feared someone was intentionally harming the boy. The security video showed Malone using a syringe to inject her blood into her son's trach tubes and central IV line while he was lying in the hospital bed. She then placed one of her son's stuffed toys closer to his body before hospital staff rushed in to treat him. Malone was arrested on April 25th after police viewed the surveillance video. She initially denied any wrongdoing, again, bold move, but later she admitted to police she had taken her own blood in a bag to the hospital and inserted it in a syringe. "I don't want to intentionally cause him harm," even though that's what she did, she said. "I know I did. Punish me, but please let me see my children again." Yeah, like you can call the shots here. Her son was left with infections and high fever after being injected with his mom's blood. Doctors said at the time that the boy could have died had he not been treated properly. Her defense attorney told the judge, yeah, this should be good. What did her defense attorney say? Her defense attorney told the judge that Malone denies intentionally trying to harm her son. Yeah, okay. What's her defense, though? The attorney said Malone, who disagreed with her son's treatment, "They saved his life multiple times after you injected him with blood. Your idea of treatment wasn't working either." All right, Malone, who disagreed with her son's treatment, liked the way hospital staff responded to her son when he was bleeding once before. She injected her son with blood to try and recreate those symptoms. She denies any intention to harm her child, though. Malone will be sentenced in July. Sometimes I'm glad my parents were old when they had me. You know, they took a real hands-off approach to raising me. I got all the necessary, whatever, treatments, vaccines, and shit. But they really didn't interfere with my life too much. If I got sick, they would just go along with whatever the doctor said. "Ah, he has breast cancer? Okay, no, we don't need a second opinion. Just chop off his little titties. It's fine." They weren't going to question anything. Final story we have for you today. Let's bring it all back to Tumblr. Ooh, a Tumblr-heavy episode of DV. 3 months since Tumblr banned all adult content from its platform, scouring the microblogging site for common sex slang terms yields no results whatsoever, like hashtag camgirl, porn, not safe for work, blowjobs, felching, shrimping, cum swapping, bareback gangbang, etc., etc., you know. All the normal stuff I used to look for. But search for hashtag spun, S-P-U-N, and you'll be greeted with hundreds of images and videos of Tumblr users smoking, injecting, or generally celebrating meth.
Oh, fuck yeah. I fucking love fucking crystal meth. Oh, fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah, man. Oh, tweaking yeah.
fucking hands hurt, man.
That is a crystal meth slam pig. I think he was getting fucked while doing crystal meth. That would not be allowed on Tumblr. But a photo shoot of just tweaking out on meth, that's totally okay. Quote, "The king is still holding it down," wrote one Tumblr user, posting a GIF or GIF of a rotating meth pipe with the hashtag spun, a slang term for being high on meth. "Reblog if crystal meth makes you horny and you want to get spun as fuck," wrote another anonymous post. The user posted a picture of a pipe situated next to pristine crystal meth. The article written by Salon says, "Within meth Tumblr's world of hashtags, many users' posts consist of images only. Hashtag tweaker girls reveal numerous selfies of women blowing clouds of meth smoke." One post read, "Anytime I find out someone's never tried eating dope, I get so excited, like, yo, I'm about to change your life," wrote one user, tagging their post with the hashtag TweakerNation. By the way, I did a search for Tweaker Nation. Not only does it pop up with a bunch of meth-related stuff, it also gives you related searches. Related, meth, tweaker guys, spun, drugs, tweaker friends. And there's all sorts of posts, like this girl shooting up, who says, "Lighting up my veins because my heart is done with the game." Someone else is suggesting some meth fix and chill. Methed up, and there's an animated gif of a meth pipe. She says, "I love crystal meth, and I think my crystal loves me too." Sounds like a healthy relationship. "Tweakers get more out of life." Is there an inspirational quote for you? "Don't ever tell a tweaker that they're wasting their life. In fact, it's the opposite. They're living life to the fullest by staying awake 24/7. Wakey, wakey, shards for breakfast. And finally, some advice for you drug aficionados from Crust Bucket. "I've developed a mostly healthy relationship." This is how you know they're high as fuck right now. "I've got a healthy relationship with hardcore drugs. I've developed a mostly healthy relationship with even hard drugs, and it's pretty awesome. Here's the trick. Just keeping the variety going, so I don't have the chance to get hooked on one of any drug, you see. Tumblr is a hard place to express healthy relationships with drugs, though." All right, there you go. The wonderful world of meth Tumblr. Doesn't quite replace porn Tumblr, but it's not bad. There you go. That, my friends, is your Distorted News for Thursday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. You're my sideshow freak, so you know all the ways to contact the show. Real quick, though, I did want to mention the Discord. Of course, a lot of freaks over in there. If you are a sideshow member and not in the Discord, oh, what are you waiting for? There's plenty of like-minded idiots in there. I'm sure you'd get along with them. All right, let's check in with a few freaks here.
Dooga Timmy Boo, Haley's Comet calling up with a quick message for Level 80 Cat Lady. I had the exact same thought about the musical Chicago. The story Tim read reminded me of the exact same song, and I even remembered bits of it in my head when I saw a video of the production that Jerry Orbach was in. Jigoo.
Now, while I appreciate you guys calling into the voicemail line, this is an example of something that could have been like direct message to Level 80 Cat Lady in the Discord. Like, hey, I've got a very specific message just for Level 80 Cat Lady. There's no other information he's providing that would be of interest to any other freak. He's just saying, hey, I listened to that same damn song that you listened to, or whatever. I thought of the same stupid song. But whatever, I appreciate your call.
Hey, Timmy Boo and all my fucking awesome-ass, bitch-ass freaks.
Here we go.
I just wanted to tell you all that I love you. And that I wanted to get your opinion about something, Timmy.
Okay.
What do you think about the legalization of marijuana?
I love it, and I wish Ohio would get in on that shit.
I just want your opinions on it. Maybe you've expressed this before. I haven't cared enough to listen that far back to hear your opinions. Right now, I'm starting.
Is this Shane Lee? Hey, everybody, this is Shane Lee.
I'm at the beginning. Well, how do you feel about marijuana becoming legal? Me, as an avid pothead, by the way, this is Ezreal 89. Me, as an avid pothead, of course, I think it should be legal.
Of course.
But I just want to know what you
think. I see absolutely nothing wrong with it.
You have yourself a wonderful day.
I don't think it's any worse than alcohol.
Can't wait to hear your opinion.
It's been a very long time since I've smoked pot, but it was always fun. Good, you know. Might actually be good for me. Calm my ass down. You know, I'm always so I'm a nervous Nelly, full of anxiety.
In the human garbage, directing this message.
What?
At the absolute he waste. He's not even worthy of being called a worthless, careless fairy or a terrible faggot. Listen, man, if you don't like the Hallelujah, that's on you.
Oh, no. That guy who said that my version of Hallelujah, but I say Hallelujah, was awful.
Don't let your lack of taste.
Yeah.
And everybody else.
I sing like a canary.
Go fuck yourself, buddy.
Yeah.
Love you. Hey, Tim. Keep it up, man.
Yeah.
You got those golden pipes. You're an angel. You're like
when I get voicemails like this, it makes me want to sing. Share my gift with the world. Maybe at the end of the show today. Let's do one more voicemail and we'll wrap things up today.
Hey, Timmy, Lord Jesus, fuck with toilet paper. Does he throw it away or does he put it in the trash? Because I had a neighbor who came over my house once.
Wait, what do you mean? Does he throw it away or put it in the trash? It's the same thing, right?
Shitty fucking toilet paper in the trash. Apparently the systems are so bad.
Oh, like after it's like he would wipe his ass and then throw it in the trash can. No,
throw it in the fucking trash.
Ah, the smell. Think of the smells. No.
Thing.
We've got adequate
Maybe
plumbing here in Cincinnati.
I don't fucking know, but that's some psychopath shit. Not putting it in the bathroom, but
yeah,
I don't fucking know. Fucking foreigner. Yeah,
it's a constant battle here. All right, thank you everyone for all the voicemails. Keep them coming. This is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666-OGOD. Is it OGOD?
I physically can't look at cheese.
Spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. I will see you back tomorrow to close out the week with the Friday program. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
Twitter sheet.